Jerry Bader Show 951. Fitting, perhaps, that we were talking about cheese in the last couple of segments because somebody's getting grilled right now. That would be Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel. As he is being questioned by members of Congress into the release of the five Taliban for accused deserter, Bo Bergdahl. Haven't been listening to it. Don't know what lame-o excuses that he's giving. But he is giving, I'm sure, what are lame-o excuses. There was a monster court ruling yesterday. I mean, a monster court ruling. For the moment, it impacts only California, but that does not keep this from being a huge, huge, huge court ruling. California. It is seen as just a devastating blow to teachers' unions in California, and it is expected that this is going to be the birth, or the moment, I should say, maybe rebirth, I don't know exactly how to put it, for the education reform movement. The big, probably one of the biggest moments in recent years for the education reform movement was Act 10 here in Wisconsin, when Governor Scott Walker made the changes that he did that allow school districts to more easily get rid of bad teachers, reward good teachers, and not just first in, last out, protected by seniority and so on. Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Rolf M. True found that five California laws governing the hiring and firing of teachers to be unconstitutional. As political reports, though, it was his language more than the ruling itself that will shake the political debate. True found that the statutes permit too many grossly incompetent teachers to remain in classrooms across the state, and found that those teachers shortchange their students by putting them months or years behind their peers in math and reading. In essence, he ruled that these rules or laws that protect rotten teachers violate the constitutional rights of students. He compared his ruling to that of the 1954 Brown versus Board of Education ruling at the Supreme Court, which desegregated schools. He wrote that such a system violates the state's constitution guarantee that all children receive basic equality of educational opportunity. The evidence is compelling indeed. It shocks the conscience, he wrote. In adopting the language and legal framework of the civil rights movement, True gave a major boost to school reformers from both parties who have long argued that the current system dooms poor and minority students to inferior educations. In California, there is something known as the Lemon Dance. I was not familiar with this. This is a dance. Jason's laughing. Nothing funny about it. This refers to lemon teachers, like a car is a lemon. Okay, you can't fire them. You can't fire them. Guess where they end up? In largely urban minority schools. Kids of color get the lousiest teachers. Here's what I found really interesting about this ruling. The unions and their lawyers are sticking with the same old mantra, the same old garbage. True expressed outrage at a system that shields veteran teachers from layoffs, regardless of their competence. The logic of this position is unfathomable and therefore constitutionally unsupportable, he wrote. What's more, True added, evidence at trial showed that teachers' protections embedded in California law disproportionately hurt Black and Hispanic students who are far more likely than their peers to be assigned truly bad teachers because of the phenomena I just mentioned. The California Federation of Teachers and the California Teachers Association plan to appeal to the state Supreme Court. True decided the disputed law should remain in place pending that appeal. He will also take both sides' comments under blah, 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 blah. Teachers unions, who have the money and the membership to exercise considerable clout in many state legislatures, defend tenure, seniority, and other job protections as simply guaranteeing due process. They accuse reformers of spending big to demonize teachers and weaken unions instead of tackling other forces that affect academic achievement. They are, after this ruling, they are hanging on the same old crap arguments to defend laws and rules designed to protect bad teachers. And I will ask the same question that I ask good teachers all the time. Why the hell do you want to protect bad teachers? Their answer is because they don't believe there is a fair way to evaluate good teachers versus bad teachers. And then I ask them, do you know a bad teacher when you see one? Well, yeah. Well, yeah. And what happens is, under this system, I think good teachers give up. Or they get, you know, they give up and stay in the profession, but don't try their hardest, or get out. Judge True described in as this whole thing as Uber due process. Listen to this. Fewer than 0.002 of California teachers are dismissed for unprofessional conduct or poor performance in any given year. Los Angeles spent $3.5 million in the last decade trying to fire seven teachers. Trying to fire seven teachers for bad performance. They had to spend $3.5 million, and guess what? They only got four of the seven fired. And it took $3.5 million. This is a seismic moment. And you hope that this leads to movement around the country. Unfortunately, the way Act 10 didn't, you hope this does. Yeah, we'll get to Eric Cantor and other topics after 10. It's 9:58.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.